Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today. Because all this talk about SNAP benefits, no SNAP benefits, EBT, shut off, not shut off, has brought up some great points. And that is that during this time, we have met people that are taking advantage of the system. They basically get free benefits while the rest of us have to work. And there was a woman that was on TikTok. And I found this about a year and a half ago. And she starts posting videos about how much money she makes. And it's staggering, guys. Absolutely staggering. And I'm just going to call her Sunshine. Okay? This broad is crazy lucky because she had all this money. And then what did she do? Stupidly, she went out and told the whole world and rubbed it in your face. So you and I are stupid because we have jobs. You and I are stupid that we struggle and have to make ends meet while she is getting upwards of $15,000 a month driving luxury vehicles that the rest of us are not. Okay? So please, this video is laced with all these videos. Enjoy. Okay? Because people don't believe that these people exist, and they do. And I'm going to just lead you down a path. Now, there were over 50 videos that this lady made. And she got herself a successful TikTok account where she had over 200,000 followers, which is a lot. But the majority of the people were like you and I. Well, we had jobs and we were angry about this. So here goes Sunshine. Watch this and go from there. Okay? Enjoy.
To everyone telling me to go get a job, this message is for you. It's not that I don't need to work, okay? It's not that I can't work. It's that I don't want to, okay? I refuse to get a job, okay? I refuse to work. And you might wonder, well, Courtney, you have 6 kids and you're begging and you're complaining. Listen, okay, I have been on welfare for 13 years, over 13 years, since I got pregnant with my oldest, so more like 15 years, okay? Currently, I am getting 4,300 in food stamps a month, okay? That's just for food. I get 2,300 in cash benefits every month, and both of these are on different days, okay? I also get Section 8, so I don't have to pay my rent. I pay $80 out of $1,100. The state pays the rest. If I let my utilities get to the point of shut off, once I get a shut off, I give it to my caseworker. The state of Michigan pays it. On top of that, 7 disability checks. I have 6 children, like I mentioned. I'm on disability. Add it up. I am making more, probably triple the amount you are, with a master's degree and thousands of dollars in debt. This is why I refuse to get a job, because I make more by not getting a job. You could do it too.
Now we're just getting started, okay? Because the average person would get angry about this and would write her and say, why do you have so many kids? And she basically breaks it down here for you, telling you this is why I had so many kids, and for each kid you get more money from the system. Now, please understand this. This woman has driven BMWs, Land Rovers, Teslas. She is living off our tax dollars. But here's her explanation as to why this is.
Don't have kids if you can't afford them. Why do you have so many kids?
This is why. This is exactly why. The reason I had so many children with so many fathers is because every pregnancy, every kid brings more government benefits. One child is another mouth to feed, is another mouth that the government has to feed, is another mouth that the taxpayers have to feed. I am doing fine. My kids are fine. My kids are fed. My kids are clothed. I get over $4,000 in food stamps a month. I could not make that working anywhere. I get $2,000 in cash benefits, so I am getting $6,000 a month. Where could I make over $1,000 a week sitting on my ass at home? So if you are upset, okay, that your taxes are going to me and my kids, quit your job, get on welfare. I mean, you're just jealous that you're not getting it. That's a you problem, not a me problem.
Now, she is starting to get heat from people posting these videos around the web, bragging about her lifestyle. I am telling you guys, have you ever driven a $100,000 car? I have not. Okay, I buy everything used. I know a man who I was trying to think as I was driving down to the park to film this. I know he's worth at least $25 million, maybe $50, okay? And he could do anything he wanted to and was gleeful when he bought his wife this Jeep that was $36,000, got it for $26,000 and paid cash for it. It was used, by the way, okay? And that's what people do. People don't just sit there and piss money away because they can. But listen to this explanation, okay? You're stupid that you work. We all are. Watch this.
This is for everyone telling me to go get a real job so I can afford me and my six kids. Why would I go out and do that when I can sit home, literally do nothing, and make more than you can working your ass off 50 hours a week with a four-year college degree? Why would I go out and get a job and risk losing all of my welfare benefits just to get a job? To work my ass off for what? $400 a week? Do you know how much I'm getting in welfare? Let's add it up, okay? $4,400 a month in food stamps. $2,300 in cash, okay? So the cash I can use on anything. The food stamps I have to use on food. Section 8, I only pay $87 a month for my rent. Rent is $1,100. The state pays the rest. Disability, $900 times 7 disability checks. Add it up. Why would anybody not want to be on welfare making that kind of money? Why? If you are jealous about what I am making with you working and you getting taxes taken out of your check every week, quit your job. Quit bitching.
Now, all good things come to an end. And people started to report this woman to DHS and to the different governmental agencies saying, wait a second, this woman's driving a 2024 BMW collecting welfare and bragging about it online. And you know what they did? They sent videos in. They sent evidence in. And people are like, you can't do that. So this next video is fantastic. But before I do that, I want to remind you guys of a couple things. SNAP benefits, there's 41.7 million people that get these food stamp benefits. Not everybody is like this degenerate, okay? Sunshine is the epitome of bad because she's taking advantage of the system and not working. This is for people that are broke. And I have had a number of people this week send me their stories, and friends and people call me and they all learn lessons. And, you know, gosh, Dan, you heard about how tough it was when you went through your divorce with your kids. And I have a lawyer friend of mine who told me about how I was getting paid on Friday morning electronically, and I had a can of beans left to eat until Friday morning, and the can opener broke. And I started to cry, and my friend called just then, and, what are you doing? Well, I don't have anything to eat right now. And he took her out to dinner to be nice. And again, that's where you learn from. And she goes, I learned so much from that whole experience, and not, you know, begging, not asking for anything. But this woman is taking advantage of the system, and you and I are too stupid because we're tax-paying Americans that have jobs. So enjoy. But here, this is when things start to fall apart for her.
So somebody reported to my DHS caseworker that I drive a 2024 BMW. So they are now trying to tell me that I have to sell my 2024 BMW or I am going to lose all my welfare benefits. $4,300 in food stamps, $2,200 in cash assistance, my Section 8, all seven disability cases are going to be cut off if I do not sell this vehicle. So you're telling me if you are on food stamps, you cannot have nice things. You can't decide to spend $80,000 on a vehicle if you were on food stamps. How is the government able to tell us what we can and cannot drive? So pretty much, if you are struggling and you need food stamps, you need food for your children, you can't have nice things. This is bullshit. Bullshit.
Now, this is insane, but this gets worse because instead of just keeping your mouth shut, Sunshine doubles down and she sits there and she says, listen, you as a tax-paying American are responsible for feeding my kids. This is your job. This is what you elected to do. Huh? No, I didn't. Like I said, I'm going to pass and not with all the alcohol in the world. So no, thank you. I'm not responsible for you in any way, shape, or form. So this is just going to infuriate you, okay? But I love it. So enjoy, okay? Let me know what you think.
You, as an American taxpayer, you are financially responsible on supporting me and my children and other big families, okay? You go to work every day. You work 40, 50 hours a week. And every week, you get some taxes taken out of your check. Those taxes help fund my welfare benefits. Okay, so the $4,000 in food stamps I get a month, the $2,000 I get in cash, and the Section 8 on top of six disability checks, that comes from you. If you are upset at the fact that you are supporting me and my children, quit your job. Stop paying taxes. Just stop. That's all you need to do. When you pay taxes, that is your responsibility. Before you sign your check, you are accepting that those taxes taken out are going to families like myself. Okay. So this is not a me problem. This is a you problem. So either quit your job, stop paying taxes, or stop bitching, okay? Because that's just how it is.
Oh, come on, baby. We're just getting going. The hits just keep on coming. Do you know that these people went and used their EBT cards and SNAP cards to pay for their nails to get done, their eyelashes to get done, their hair to get done? And guess what happened with the new administration? They cut that off. But again, unbelievable? No, okay. But watch this.
So just a PSA for anybody on EBT that has been paying for your nails, lashes, whatever it may be, with your EBT card. You can no longer do that. No. I just went to go get my nails, lashes, and eyebrows done. Went to go swipe my EBT card, and she tells me they no longer accept that. So not only are they taking away junk food, sugary drinks, they are giving us all a time limit with how long we can be on EBT. Now you can get your nails done with EBT. So I have to use cash out of my pocket for my nails and eyebrows. So now I'm $100 short on my freaking rent that I'm supposed to pay today. They need to figure something out because this is not okay.
Okay, you get where this is going now. The new administration made changes. They made changes to Section 8 housing, and they made it for people that are disabled and people that are indigent, elderly, sick, not lazy fat asses in Michigan, okay? So with that being said, it was never designed for this. And they also said, listen, the maximum amount of time that you can be on food stamps is a year now, not 15 like this woman has, laughing at you and I. I'm telling you, this woman has driven cars that overall worth $250,000, and you and I have not done that. So watch this, because she's just so unbelievably shocked that this is where it's at right now.
Trump is now saying you can only be on Section 8 if you are a veteran or if you are a disabled person. Okay, so what the hell am I supposed to do? Somebody like me, somebody, a single mother with 6 kids who cannot work. Like, I mentally cannot work. I don't even know how to fill out a job application. So how the hell does he expect me to pay $1,100 in rent? I also get a check for utilities. Okay. Now, with the food stamp eligibility only being a year now, a dependent at age 7, okay, so they expect our 7-year-olds, what, to go to work and help pay bills? Because I have 4 children from 7 to 16. So if they are no longer a dependent, they need to go to work, right? How am I supposed to pay my bills without welfare? How? How does Donald Trump expect me to pay my rent without Section 8? I'm mentally disabled. Does that count? And how are you to say who's disabled and who's not?
I am telling you, this is a comedy that just writes itself. She next gets a letter from DHS telling her that she's got to sell the BMW and the Range Rover. Okay, guys, because they're assets, they're valuable assets, and you shouldn't be collecting government assistance and making TikTok videos and bragging about your income on TikTok and selling things on TikTok and collecting things. So watch this. She has to sell the vehicles now, and she's not happy at all.
I just got a letter from my DHS caseworker telling me that I have to sell my 2024 Range Rover and my 2023 BMW because they are considered large assets because I can sell them for cash and then I would not be eligible for welfare benefits. So pretty much, if you are on food stamps or any type of welfare, you can't drive nice vehicles. They are telling me I have 30 days to sell my BMW and my Range Rover or I will lose everything. $4,000 in food stamps, $2,000 in cash assistance, my Section 8, the check I get for my utilities every month. My rent is $1,100 here. There is no way I can afford that without Section 8. All of my disability checks, 7 disability checks, they're threatening me with. Unless I sell my BMW and my Range Rover. So unfair.
Now, I don't get enjoyment out of anybody suffering. I really don't. What I get enjoyment out of is people taking advantage of you and I. And this woman was reinstated for her DHS money, her SNAP money, to the tune of like $12,000. Okay, here it is. You get to have it back. So she goes out and buys $800 worth of food. $800 worth of food. And again, I've never bought $800 worth of food at one time, which is crazy. Absolutely crazy. So watch this, because guess what? She had what you call a rug pull, where she thought something was going to work out, and they just pulled it out from under her. Watch this.
I just had to walk away from $800 worth of groceries. I had freaking 3 carts. I have been shopping for over an hour here at Walmart. Got my food stamps back, right? I have been without my food stamps for like 3 months now, okay? and I have been fighting with my caseworker to get them back. Finally get them back, and I also get back pay from the last 3 months that I went without, so I had over $12,000 on my EBT card. Go up to the register, swipe my card. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am, it didn't go through. No, swipe it again. I know I've got money on there. Declined. 4 times. She tried swiping it. Declined. Call my caseworker. Of course she's not available. Of course she's not available. I have no food in my freaking house for 3 months now. I have 6 kids at home that are expecting a... Why does this happen to me?
Now it's countdown because she gets shut off eventually. And they give her, you know, basically, you know, less than $100 to get by with all her kids. And they're going to question, they're going to do an audit. They use that word audit. Why did you get so much money? What did you do with it? Were you entitled to it? Yes, no, maybe so. Okay, but here's day 4 of her not having any food.
Day four of no food stamps. Day 4 of not being able to afford groceries for me and my 6 children. Because somebody decided to report my TikTok income to the state of Michigan. So they took my food stamps. Not only did they take my food stamps, my cash assistance, my disability checks are on hold. They're not going to pay my rent next month. They're not sending me a check for my utilities that I get every month. How the hell am I supposed to survive? All of my welfare benefits cut. So I go from over $10,000 a month in benefits that I've gotten for the last 13 years to zero. Zip. Zero. Not only that, they are expecting me to pay it all back since I've been making money on this app because of you guys, because the trolls. So now, since you guys are the ones that got everything taken away, I have over 230,000 followers. Okay, I need everybody to get together as a team and support me and my 6 children like you should be. Like a taxpayer is supposed to do. This is your fault.
Now the next one is day 5. But notice her hair is different. She got her hair done during that time. She could afford to do that and get her makeup and her eyebrows done. But again, she's just fuming because us suckers have said no. No. People of Michigan said no. Okay? Enjoy.
Me and my kids have been 5 days without food. 5 days ago, my food stamps were taken from me, stolen from me, with no warning, no warning. Today, I get this food stamp letter from the fucking food stamp office telling me not only am I losing my food stamps, I'm losing my $2,100 in cash benefits that I get every single month to pay my bills. I'm losing my Section 8. My food stamps have now decreased from $4,300 to $19 a month for 6 kids. How the hell am I supposed to feed 6 kids at $19 a freaking month? On top of having to come up with rent, because now I don't have Section 8. Cash benefits, no cash benefits. My $300 utility check that I get every single month, I will no longer be getting. We're going to be left out on the fucking streets. They take all of my food stamps. I don't even have a fucking dollar to my name, and I have 6 kids to feed. Please tell me, how is this making America great again? Can somebody make that? So fucking pissed.
Now, this is getting out of control, and she's still making videos and bragging about her position. And guess what? DHS in Michigan served her with a lawsuit. We want our money back. Want you to sell the vehicles or we're going to confiscate them. Dun, dun, dun. Watch this.
So, I just got served. I just got served papers from the state of Michigan for $30,188 in welfare benefits that they are trying to tell me I have to pay back. Not only that, it has my 2024 BMW and my 2023 Range Rover as assets. So they are pretty much telling me I have these two vehicles in my name that are worth money that I'm going to have to sell to pay off this debt to the state of Michigan. Somebody reported me to my caseworker, to DHS, where I get my food stamps through, because I wasn't reporting my TikTok income. So now, as far back as January, when I first started making money on TikTok, they are making me pay back every single penny that they gave me. $30,000. Not only that, I am no longer able to get welfare. No more welfare for Courtney. If I want to get welfare, I have to move out of state. State of Michigan is not allowing me to collect anything, not even Medicaid. This is bullshit. This is not fair. How the hell am I supposed to feed 6 kids? How the hell am I supposed to sell both of my vehicles? How am I supposed to get a job if I don't have a vehicle?
Now, this next video, she's furious because they seized her cars. Okay, confiscated them to pay the back, support that she was not entitled to. You know, the idea with this, guys, is if you are indigent, if you are sick, Section 8 got eliminated for healthy people. They made people that could gainfully be employed go get jobs, or you don't get the benefits because you and I are paying for it. But here's the video where they seized her cars. Check this out.
They just took both of my cars. They just towed both of my vehicles out of my driveway. 11:30 at night. No knock on the door, no nothing. They left a freaking note at my front door telling me that DHS pretty much owns both of my cars now because I owe over $30,000 in food stamps. So you charge me with welfare fraud. You take my taxes, you take my child support, and now you took both of my vehicles. And you expect me to work. How the hell? How is this even legal? I don't have a freaking car now. They took both of them. My 2024 BMW and my 2023 Range Rover are gone. Please, if somebody knows what I can do, like legal, a lawyer.
Now, this is the full meltdown period. They took everything. They took the Section 8. They took, which pays her rent. She also talked on one video, and I don't know if it's on here or not, where she would purposely not pay her utility bills and then turn them into the program, and they would pay them. She'd get shut-off notices and go, oh, my God, they're going to shut it off. Not using the money that they're giving her, because that's her money to piss away, but enjoy. While you and I are struggling, you and I are working out our bills? No. Watch this.
They took everything. My food stamps, my cash, my Section 8. The state isn't going to pay my rent anymore. $13,000 I had my food stamp card and they took. My disability checks are on hold. My 6 kids' disability checks are on hold. How the hell am I supposed to live? How are we supposed to eat with no food stamps? I can't get a job. I literally can't. How can they do this to me? How can they do this to us? Over some false reports about TikTok. This is what you guys did. You have literally stolen food from my children's mouths.
If anybody can help me, I will put my Cash App down below. Everything is gone.
Hey, what do you do when you get your Land Rover and your BMW seized by the government? Well, go out and buy a Tesla. Come on, man. Double down. You got to drive some luxury with those kids. So this next video is great because this is where they seize the 2025 Tesla. No, you can't have that. What are you doing? We want our money back. We want our money back. And this is her flipping out over that.
Oh, my God. The food stamp people just repoed my brand new Tesla and stick this on my front door. Didn't knock on my door. Didn't even give me an option to fix this. Instead, they show up and they put my brand new Tesla on the bed of the truck and then just drive off. All because I lied on a food stamp application? Are you kidding me? So now my $4,300 in food stamps I was getting is zero. Cash assistance? I'm not getting cash assistance. I have nothing now. Nothing. I won't be able to pay my rent. I won't be able to pay my utilities. On top of that, they are suing me for $30,000 for lying on a food stamp application. It's not my damn fault that you all believed me and gave me freaking benefits for 13 years. For 13 years. It took them 13 years to catch on. And they are now trying to say that even if that wasn't the case, that they would have to take the Tesla because if you're on food stamps, you can't drive a Tesla. You can't have nice vehicles. Thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you.
Now, realization hits in. And she starts talking about, I am the woman that got caught lying on food stamp applications. So she's saying, well, I was truthful. I didn't have any money. But it's not how it works, guys. You don't get these benefits just because you're too lazy and don't want to go to work. But watch this, because this is the beginning. This is the end at this point. But watch this.
Yes, I am the woman that got caught lying on her food stamp application and is facing 3 felony charges. You got me right here. I'm here. Haven't gone anywhere. Like, I'm still in my house at the same address. 3 felony charges. They know where I am. I'm not on the run. You're not going to see me on America's Most Wanted, okay? Yes, I'm facing all of these charges. No, I'm not going to get any jail time because I didn't lie on my food stamp application. I told the truth. I wasn't just able to prove all of these things. So, I am in the process of proving all of these things, okay? And everybody mad at me saying, why the hell, you know, are you on food stamps for 15 years anyway, blah, blah, blah. What do you think welfare, government benefits, all of these things are? To help struggling families, right? They're there for a reason, right? When somebody cannot financially support their children 100%, they need help from the taxpayers. That is exactly what I did, okay? And I'm not the only one. There are millions of Americans every day collecting welfare benefits. You're just mad because I'm making more than you are by sitting on my ass, never having to work a day in my life. I've never. I don't even know how to fill out a job application. And I'm making 3 times the amount of somebody with a 4-year college degree. I'm making more than some doctors in welfare benefits. That's why y'all are mad.
Now, this is the end, okay? And this is her announcing that her husband is going to kick out her and her 6 kids, you know, because her income's gone. And the cash cow, literally cow, cash cow, moo cow, okay? It's not valuable anymore. So get out and take the kids with you, okay? Cash cow. Bye-bye. How now, brown cow? No cash. Okay? Anyways, it's sad, but it's not. It's sad, but it's not. Tell me what you think.
My husband
just told me and my 6 kids have 48 hours, 2 days to get out of his house. We have been together almost 10 years. He told me the only way I can stay is if I get all my welfare benefits back. He said he has stayed with me all these years because the amount of income I have brought in benefits, almost $10,000 a month. That's how much I am worth. Or I have to go get a full-time job. He is kicking me and my 6 kids out unless I do one of these 2 things. I can't do it on my own. I have 6 kids. He has a full-time job. I lost my food stamps. I lost my cash assistance. My Section 8, they're not paying my rent. They haven't been paying. I have to come up with 3 months of rent. And now he's telling me I have to leave. Where am I going to come up with money for an apartment? I have 6 kids. 6 kids. It has been 8 days since I have been able to buy food for us. And now this. 2 days, not even a week, is what he's giving me. Is he allowed to do that? I'm not on the lease, so is he allowed to do this?
I'm going to end this video with this. This was never what the system was intended for. You have the ability to make a kid. You get to get cash. No. Get a job. The Section 8 housing was because you need to put a roof over your head and you're having a difficult financial time. That's what that was for. It wasn't to live on to laugh at us people that are busting our asses all week long. It wasn't designed for that. Ever, 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 ever. So please understand this, okay? I know so many people that have had difficult times. I know so many people that have had to get help with their utility bills. I have helped hundreds of people on this channel, not people like this. I would not help people like this because I would ask questions and I would, she wouldn't have made it 2 minutes with me, okay? Because I'd say, you know, what are you trying to do for work? When was the last job you had? And this woman's never worked. 15 years of living on public assistance and driving luxury vehicles that she had no business driving and bragging that you're an idiot if you have a PhD and debt, okay? Maybe we are stupid. Maybe we should have just, you know, gotten government jobs or just government take. You know what I mean? So let me know what you think. Hit the like button. And just please understand this. SNAP benefits are going away. Be very safe right now. Don't go out to the grocery store if you don't have to. Bob Kudla just brought up a great point with his video that Walmart will have negative cash flow without the SNAP benefits. How about that? Let me say that again. Walmart will have negative cash flow because of no SNAP benefits. This is crazy. Hit the like button, subscribe to this channel. I know this was a long one, but man, oh man, you can't make this stuff up. Feel good about yourself. I don't care how destitute you are. I don't care how bad you are. You are a good person. You are doing what you can do to get through this, and these tough times don't last. The strong people get through them, and you will come out on the other side much stronger and much happier, and with this thing called self-respect, which I have a tremendous amount of. So look at me, guys, okay? Like, subscribe. I'll see you soon. Let me know what you think about this, if you liked this little put together, okay? I really want to hear from you.